Another Saturday, and it's here, Saturday, and we are here with me, Deanne Burley, and Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Lot of things going on, lots of things. Every week, I'm astounded to the fact that, you know, people that are in the media have a lot of work in their hands because there's a lot of things to report. Let's see. What are these stories? We're going to have some guests on, but I just wanted to let you know something. That's a very severe issue that's happening over there in Iraq. Right now, they have not had water in Iraq. 6 million people have been without water for what they're saying, 6 days. Going into the seventh day. I mean, the water's coming out of the faucets there in drips. They're saying that there is a huge demand on water, but no water is being submitted to the public there, and we're going to talk about that with our guest in the second hour. We're also going to be talking about all the contaminated water, all the contaminated water that is in Iraq that our military men have been drinking, contaminated food and water. You need to know about these things because this affects us here in this country. We're going to be talking about that in the second hour with my guest, international journalist. He's with a organization called Corporate Watch, and they will talk about the things that you are not really hearing here or what is actually going on in Iraq with this war and other issues. Also, folks, too, the issue in the United States of huge amounts of dumping of mercury in Lake Michigan. There is reports that were in the Tribune newspaper just about last week talking about this issue, and the reports coming back about BP Oil Company is that they don't have to do anything to straighten this matter out. So that means that the mercury level is so toxic that it might be going into our drinking reserves. Now, what is that going to do to us? Who knows? But then these big corporations aren't being cited for anything. Then also in the news, we've had a situation happen in California, a situation with the black Muslims. There was a situation where a reporter, black journalist, was investigating their economic strength, and evidently he was killed on the street, and they're pointing fingers to the black Muslims in California. And we're kind of going to touch on that, but we're going to talk to people that have formed the new coalition of the Black Panther Party in the first hour. They're going to talk about the issues, what happened in the past, and where they are today, and the issues that are confronting African Americans. So we're going to have the first broadcast hour. We're going to talk to the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, and then the second hour, we're going to cover what is happening with this situation with the water, the military men having contaminated water and food, the whole nine yards, things that you need to know about. And then callers, the third hour is open line, so please call in, 800-313-9443. We're going to break and we'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Here on RBN, and this is your host, Deanne Burley. John Alastasis went on vacation and is not going to be on this week. We'll be back next week. So it's just me here. So I need you to help me out, audience. We need your calls in during this broadcast. I want you to participate. The calling number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, let me give you a little history of the Black Panther Party. There was a group founded. It was Lawrence County Freedom Organization. LCDO was established by Stokely Carmichael in Alabama in 1964. And then the organization later changed its name to the Black Panther Party. In 1966, Bobby Seals and Huey Newton formed the Black Panther Party, which was BPP in Oakland, California. The new organization, after the adoption from Stokely's organization from Alabama, started again in California, from what I remember and recall. They did a lot of things. They had programs. They had they ran clinics. They provided free food. They also helped with schooling children. And many things were going on in Oakland at that time. Over 10,000 children every day were being taught in Oakland. And then the membership started growing. You had H. Rapp Brown, Fred Hampton. You had Frederick Newton. You had Eldridge Cleaver and a host of other people, including Angela Davis. They were all involved with the Black Panther Party then. Then what happened was in Chicago, they had, in November 1968, Fred Hampton founded the Chicago chapter of the Black Panther Party. And he established a community-based program here with free breakfasts. I had talked to some individuals that were in various communities and suburbs, and they were talking about how they got stranded in areas of South Side Chicago, and these people helped them to basically, you know, get where they were going, or gave them food, or helped them with whatever it was that they needed. The Black Panther Party. So now, today, we have the new Black Panther Party. And we're going to find out what they're doing here in Chicago. We have two of the organizers here. We're expecting a third one. I'm not sure that they're here yet, but I'm going to introduce to the audience the Black Panther Party. I'm going to bring up Brother Abdullah. Are you there?
Brother Furqan Muhammad.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
Fine, Sister Uhuru. That's Swahili for freedom.
Freedom. I thank you. We do have that problem right now across the country. We're lacking our freedom. Tell us about the new Black Panther Party.
Yes. Also, before that, we also have another brother online with us.
Yes. I'm Brother Jakari.
Brother Jakari, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, I can. Oh. Welcome to the D.M. Broly Show.
Thank you. I just had one correction I wanted to make. We are more of a continuing, picking up from, you know, what was left off as far as in the corrections that were being made and analysis given by Huey P. Newton of the corrections that needed to be made for the us young cats, as some would say. You know, but we consider ourselves to be a continuant of the original party. It's not a new Black Panther Party or nothing like that. We are continuing.
Now, was there ever, you know, during this time, was there ever a situation from the time of the raid at the headquarters in Chicago? Was there a break or a close down of the organization entirely, or was the organization still going on?
Well, what happened was Bobby Seale, who was the Deputy Minister of Defense at the time, who was that was the second in command or the right-hand man of Fred at the time, I guess. He purged the party. He did what's called a purging of the party, where basically, you know, to put it plain and simple, you everybody gets kicked out, and not kicked out, nothing personal, but they have to go through retraining. and reorganizing and checking them back out, doing the security checks. So that was done. But at the same time, you did have people who were continuing the party. It was either through underground means, it was either through other programs under different names. The WIC program was actually started by the Panther Party. It was co-opted and taken and stolen by the government, just as most of the programs were. But that WIC, under that name, was started by the party, as well as other programs. So,
for a listening audience, the WIC program was a program which is currently giving young mothers milk, infant formula, and for their children, and it is, established through most cities and counties all over the country. But that was formed by the Black Panther Party. Now, the thing was, do you consider the Black Panther Party as being a form of a militia?
No, I answer that the same way that Huey P. Newton said. We're not an army, we're not a militia. You know, anything that we need to be at any particular time to meet the needs of the masses, to meet the needs of the people, that's what we are.
Now, what do you see is the main problem? I'm asking both of you here. What is the main problem you're seeing that's going on in the African-American community today? This is 2007. The organizations were formed, way back in 1964 and prior to that. So what do you see is going on right now in the Black communities across the country?
Yes, I believe that one of the main problems that we have within our community is the lack of consciousness on a historical level. We've always heard that if you don't know where you came from, you never know where you're going. And so today's generation of youth, we don't know the past of what separated us. The question that's asked of us is, what happened to us as a people? Why are we like this towards each other? We don't know from a historical background what the counterintelligence has done to us. We don't have the conscious level of the attack and the rape on Africa. We don't have the conscious level of where the roots of our African heritage is. Most of our public schools teach our children with the beginning starting in the cotton fields. Most of our schools teach our children with the beginning starting with Sojourner Truth or Dr. King. And we don't go back past that. So if we don't have a conscious of the root of many of our problems, which our problem today becomes what one would say is disunity or unorganization, because we don't have the root source in most of us where that problem lies at. So we have to go back to further analysis, beginning with attacks, beginning with the rape, beginning with stealing of resources, beginning with the psychological damage that has been done to our people, beginning with the separation of the Black Panther Party members and the organizations that represented at that time the revolutionary movement during the 60s, the 50s, during Marcus Garvey times. So we have to build a conscious level first to our people so that they can know who Marcus Garvey really was, who Dr. King really was off of just him having a dream, who was Huey P. Newton, who was Fred Hampton, who was the Black Panther Party, and what separated the Black Panther Party, the Blackstone Rangers, Marcus Garvey, UNIA, what was the sole provision for this separation that occurred then, that occurs now, that we don't see as a people today?
Well, this is a huge situation, and since I have a lot of material on the history, We're going to break. We're going to talk when we come back, and we have Sister Nigel here. We're going to be back right after this break, and we're going to talk with the Black Panther Party about the problem in the black community. We return. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBNRepublicBroadcasting.org. During the week, Monday through Friday, I'm on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. We're simulcast here in also Buenos Aires in South America on Internet Chat Cafe, thanks to Claudia Nelson. We're also being heard across the country through micro stations, AM, FM, and satellite. We're here with Brother Fergan Abdullah and Sister Nadia. We're going to bring her up in just 1 minute, but I want to bring something up that needs to be heard by the listeners with RBN. Well, how can I start? The black community is in very much a huge disarray today, 2007. It's very disrupting for me to see this because going back to the 1930s, my dad was a well-known journalist, Dan Burley. and he was involved with many of these organizations and groups. He was friends with Stokely Carmichael. He worked with, you know, folks like H. Rapp Brown, the SNCC organization, and various other things. And to see what is going on right now in 2007, all of that good work that people have put together is basically being lost because of, like the brother said, lack of information of our history, lack of understanding, separation within the community. Now, separation in black communities like this, and we don't normally talk about it, but see, I'm going to be very open and candid because the thing is that this stuff can't be hidden anymore. We have a very strong base of black churches in the black community. The black churches have a lot of infrastructure, money that comes to them, and a lot of it, their basis of, you know, support does come from the community, but a lot of it is through the government that they serve within the cities and towns. Now, the problem is, because of that, they are being driven not to participate with the needs of the community. And that's one of the things that I see, and personally I'm going to bring this up to see what the brother has to say on this. And the other thing, the other situation is that the community is diverse because of the fact we have separate in the community. Separates meaning if you're economically large, let's say, with huge amounts of money, there's a huge black class system at hand. And that system does not trickle as much back in the community of support systems. And the same thing lays with, you know, various other issues of, you know, racial mixtures. And we have a huge issue of people bringing drugs in the community. Now, again, blacks don't have the mechanism to do it. You know, we see doing with having huge amounts of drugs coming in from Afghanistan and various other countries. This is government intervention to put drugs in the community and disenfranchise and separate people more so that these people will not be able to get themselves straight, get themselves in a level that they can control their community. The community is being controlled and run horribly by the government. And I'm going to ask Brother Fergan Abdul his opinion on that.
Yes. Well, thank you for the question, sister. As far as your first statement on the churches, I believe that that's one of the key separations in the community. Huey P. Newton spoke on what he titled the relevance of the church, in that the Black Panther Party, and not just the party as an organization, but movements that are for the struggle of our people and oppressed people in general, that we have to work with churches because as an African people, our base comes on a spiritual level. Now, the problem occurs when we are divided by titles and names, whether it be, oh, brother, I'm a Baptist, or I'm a Protestant, or I'm a Muslim, or I'm this and I'm that, or I follow Jesus, or I follow Muhammad, or I follow this. And it lays more center on a name and title than it does on the actual works that needs to be done. If we took away the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Muhammad, the name of Buddha, the name of any other highlighted individual, then we see the works of these individuals. But instead of concentrating on the works, the church concentrates on name, they concentrate on money, and they concentrate on the building up of profit more so than the building up of the masses. And we see even in Chicago, where we have certain churches that would only benefit their congregation. If you're not a part of their congregation or their inner circle, then really they don't have nothing to do with you.
Well, see, this is the other basis of the crusted problem. Again, if you want to get in the religious aspect, according to all Bibles or religions or whatever you want to call whatever belief that someone has, it says that, you know, you're not supposed to judge one another.
Yes.
You're not supposed to, you know, not assist other people. You know, like if Christ came back, you know, in human form here and went to these churches, he would be totally denied.
Exactly.
He would be thrown out. I mean, I don't care where the church is, who runs it, but if he wasn't wearing the right type of clothing, didn't have a big car and money in his pocket, he ain't getting in none of these churches. And I'm going to break, and I'll be back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with the new Black Panther Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back, and here we are with the Late Night with Deanne, and we are with the Black Panther organization, and we're talking about the issues that are confronting the black community. And it has been such a huge issue, it's caused us to be stymied within the black community. Indeed, there are people in the black community that have money. There are people in the black community that are doing things. But in a whole, it's so segmented and separate, you can't really see the effect. You have in Chicago, the thing that really bothered me was in the area of the Gap, which was the 35th Street, and it went down to about, 55th Street, from King Drive down. The thing is, that particular area was laden with homes that were really beautiful homes going back some eras. And then it got disenfranchised, but the homes were being held by the older people there. And then what happened was the developers came in, brought up the houses over there, and charged they're for sale for almost a $500,000 to about $1 million. And it has caused a situation of people lacking homes or places to stay in the community. And they have torn down the housing projects, and there are a few left, and they have scattered site homes, but not enough within the city bounds to take up the residents. So what has happened, those folks are kicked out way out in areas where there is no jobs, no money, and Brother, you can tell about this more. You want to explain what's going on?
Yes. Well, first I would like to just make a quick correction. We are Black Panther Party. We're not a new Black Panther Party. But one of the things that been going on for the last couple of years in Chicago is a plan that actually started way back with Mayor Daley Sr., the father of Mayor Daley Jr. They had a plan to exactly what they did when they built the projects, as they call it, of public housing. They built it with the plan on if you stack people and put them in one place, and then you take away the opportunities in the community and just leave one piece of cheese there, sort of like they did the exact same experiment with the rats, where they put the rats just like how they had in the projects and put one piece of cheese in there and watched them all kill each other. So, I mean, basically they knew what they were doing, you know, from the beginning. And it's what somebody I've heard called problem, reaction, solution, where they'll create the problem themselves, wait for the reaction from the public, and then come in as if they're the saviors of a situation that they caused in the first place. So we're very clear on the housing situation, and now mostly all of the public housing projects, as they call, I know that a lot of the sisters and brothers in there don't like for it to be called that, so I respect that and call it public housing. You know, they've been taking them all down. You know, drove past Icky's, Harold Icky's projects, which is located around 26, right around the corner from Chinatown, basically. And I've seen two of the major buildings boarded up now, and it's only one or two buildings still left standing. So, you know, they've been pushing the people out, and they're moving them out, like Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Prisoners of Conscience Committee, says, that it's the new housing for Black people is the concentration camps, or some know them as prisons, or the graveyard, you know, because we wonder, like, where are all the people going? You know, these were thousands of people in these housing, public housing, and they just disappeared.
And
so where are they
going?
They're in the prison.
They have disappeared. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the thing is that some of them had family members of four, the six in the family that were living in the project. And when I was doing Peace and Justice Radio, when they were changing over these so-called Section 8 programs, they were not being able to find any homes with rooms suitable to the size of the family. So they were ending up out in the street, and they and I'm talking about, I was doing this stuff going back in the late 80s, and then now, you know, like you said, where are they?
Yeah.
Where do they go?
Right. Well, and then even if I can expand, like you said, Sister, early in the segment about how we have many, there are those in the community, whether it is entertainment, on an entertainment level, who have money. One of the things that we believe in the Black Panther Party, we believe that the landlords will not give decent housing to our Black and oppressed communities. We critique this in the party. And we believe also, as our 10-point platform and program states, that therefore housing and land should be made into cooperatives so that the people in our communities can build and make decent housing for themselves. So we have to begin to come together in a fashion that will say, okay, if so-and-so makes three figures, he makes the thousands, he makes the millions, he's an NBA player, he's a rapper, he's a this, he comes to the city. And we need to be in touch with these brothers and these sisters and bring to them a plan that will help develop communities, that will bring forth not just computers for schools, but housing and shelter for people throughout the nation.
And that's one of the huge problems. I have a homeless radio broadcast that I put up, and that's one of the biggest problems. Everybody redirects money all around to other things like food and everything else, which is needed, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But in order for someone to be able to become economically sound in the United States, they need a place to work from that is
right.
not with a label. Like you were talking about these labels, labeling yourself this and that and the other. You know, like people
right.
label themselves a Republican or Democrat. It's not about the label. It's being more in an individual
right.
thought process to look at, you know, this is right and this is wrong. I'm not going to go with wrong. So, you know, going into the housing situation, they have money there. They have the money to do the things that need to be done in the community. A lot of the money is being shelved, and a lot of it moved into the churches. The churches are not doing as much as they should in the community that they are in. And a lot, and that's the reason I'm saying the community that they're in. There are a lot of churches that have congregations coming out of, from another community going to their church because of the economic level that the other community offers up to that church body.
Yeah.
The other issue, too, is the fact that you have disenfranchised people in the community, which the neighborhood church is not really getting focused and totally involved with, because then what happens is there's words coming out of the church that these people need to pick themselves up off their bootstrap. But then how do you do that when you have nothing to pick yourself up from? So, you know, the bottom line is that the churches need to be a little bit more responsible for the community that their building is located in. What is your opinion of that? And I want to ask Sister her opinion and give her a chance to the mic as well.
Well, I definitely agree with that, dear Sister, about the churches needing to assist more on that level of building homes, anything that's good for us shelter-wise and on that level. But also, you have, once again, entertainers, whether it's rappers, actors. We have the black community makes combined, we spend the most money in this nation. But what do we spend our money on? Is it for the benefit and development of our own people, or is it for the benefit and development of what continues to keep us at the stage that we're in today? We have sections of us who can produce our own clothing line. But because of the, whether it's prices and the competition and so forth on, you know, our sisters go and they go to outside sources. And the outside sources know how to make certain things seem appealing, and not only just appealing, but that it's the only thing on the rack, so you have no choice but to wear this and that, you know. So when we deal with the situation of economics, it comes back to the good phrase of power concedes nothing but power, and we need power in our community, whether it is via political power, whether it is economic power, whether it is social power, military power, or judicial power. We have to begin as an African people throughout America to sit down and say, if we have power, what kind of power do we have, and do we have enough power to transform not only us here within this country, but those of us who are scattered around the entire globe? And where do we begin?
Now, on that issue, there is another thing, too, that has been going on. When you have the higher economic scale of people within the black community, it's like they're being trained and taught to ignore the issues of the other economic groups within the same community, and then they basically start focusing their foundation dollars to overseas cause. And the thing is that, you know, it goes back to old adage. You clean your backyard first before you go into someone else's. So, you know, you have an economic basis, like you said, of performers or entertainers or people in the sports community and stuff, and their causes seem not to be in the black community. What is your opinion on that?
That opinion would be, you know, some of us as rappers, we have donated to organizations, but then you have organizations who misrepresent the people, who use the people as a front for their own benefit, and when those organizations use that particular front, it brings a dismay upon the one who donated. So it trickles down to other donators, if I could use that term, and they become a little hesitant, you know, to want to give charity, quote-unquote, to organizations that's truly for the benefit of the people. You know, the Black Panther Party here in Chicago, you know, we have those who donate to us, and we also come out of our own pocket. The programs that we initiate throughout the community, for example, we are initiating the Youth and Leadership Program. And we tell the brothers and sisters in the community that this is a program that you don't have to pay for. This is a program that's free. All we ask for is donations. So if we, as an organization who don't have millions to trickle down everywhere, can produce, bring forth families that can volunteer, then we need also for the entertainers, as you say, the actors, the rappers, to also want to volunteer.
Well, see, if everybody was on the same page, see, there's another great, huge issue, too. It goes back to the judicial process and
yeah,
the situation with the policing and how blacks are treated in 2007 opposed to going back to the 1920s and 30s. And a lot of times, you know, if you parallel and look at what's going on, the advancements is going backwards. Now, a good example is the judicial system. You know, most people that have these problems in court can't afford attorneys. They're in situations where, well, they are go to court and they have to go to a public defender, which is not really that good for them because, you know, the amount of money available for investigation and the amount of people they have that have expertise in the areas that people are arrested on don't exist hardly. And then the thing is, people, brothers and sisters, thrown up into the arena of these corporate prisons. And they're being basically livestock for making money off for the corporations. Is that not true?
Right. Brother?
Yes. Well, one of the things that that really upsets me is I'm looking at, it's a church in our community that they got a $30 million grant to build their church. They spent $30 million on the church, but police terrorism, which we call it, you know, in unison with POCC, Prisoners of Conscience Committee, they spent $30 million in a neighborhood for a church where police terrorism is rampant, homelessness is rampant. You know, I mean, there's so many issues. Also, I mean, we have another situation where Congressman Bobby Rush, who I want to make a correction from earlier when I said Bobby Seale, I always confuse him. Bobby Rush was actually the Deputy Minister of Defense, but now he's a congressman, and he got a $1 million grant from the United States Department Office of Naval Research to develop a easier and faster way to assess the presence of chemical and biological agents when they already have those things, you know. So, I mean, they already have detectors. So, I mean, you know, it's like,
was that
all
for
this
the
money,
community itself?
It's supposed to have been, but, you know, all of this money, if you look through the history of projects that have came out of Illinois Institute of Technology, you know, mainly been research projects and also out of University of Chicago to spy on the black community and to see a better way to stabilize the black community. And not just the black community, but all of the non-white communities. So, I mean, you know, it's a lot of issues that we're dealing with in the Black Panther Party. We try not to, at the same time, we would hope that these artists, like the brother was saying, you know, it's a lot of artists and actors and everything that they, these dudes, I mean, the money that they spend in one night at a club, some of them, or spend on a birthday party, we can, like, actually solve the problems of the community with. So, you know, these are the issues that we face with. And we at the same time, we have a website, BlackPantherPartyOnline.org, where we will be putting, which we will be putting footage up there, expose some of the things, like what you were saying about the police terrorism that's going on. We'll be exposing the footage to the people so that the people can be the judge. Also, we have provided security for victims of the family of the victims of police terrorism. We also do investigation, and we have police watchers program. So, I mean, we do what we can, but with the Black Panther Party, we're not like the super friends. You know, we don't want to get into the whole what we call the martyr role. The people, the community, the community has to pitch in. The community has to take control of their own community and basically make their own freedom.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and we're here with the Black Panther Party, and we're going to talk more about what's going on in the black community, things you should hear. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free
at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on republicbroadcasting.org. We have Naya, Sister Naya here. She's the catalyst of me being able to get in touch with these wonderful folks here with the Black Panther Party. Naya, are you there?
Hi, Deanne. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Uhuru.
I thank you very much for coming on board, and I have a question for you, and I'm talking about the sisters in the community, Black women. They have a huge struggle on their hands right now. We have a lot of sisters that have children, you know, a lot of them are teen mothers. Some of them are just babies themselves, raising babies on the street, and they are being cut off from all types of public aid, general assistance, lack housing. And I just wanted to hear from you. What do you think is going on, and, you know, what do you think a solution is of that?
Well, I unite with what the brother was saying earlier about the lack of education. I can give a testimony, if I can call it that. I taught African history for years at a public school on the southwest side of Chicago, and the differences between a child who knows and a child who does not know is drastic. And I think, first of all, we need to make sure that we instill in our young sisters as well as our young brothers the importance of their being. It's really difficult for some of these young sisters out here to have a high level of self-esteem when they are plagued with images on television that don't look like them, and they're not being represented properly. So that in connection with the fact that they have no sense of self in terms of their history and the richness of it and where they come from, I think is a big issue. It's hard for us to grow up to be women and know how to be women when, you know, we lack the education.
Well, that's very true. And the other, you know, sense of things, I remember in the 60s, I have a lot of material that my dad had left in the archive, and I remember seeing letters from some of the big publications such as Mademoiselle and various other ones that were basically dictating a tone of how African-Americans, as women, were supposed to dress and
yes.
look in the yes. 60s and things, and used it as a through the media, which was, you know, television and through print to perpetrate this. And then, you know, later on, you have now in the 2000s a situation where, you know, it's acceptable for us to, you know, be in this thing where we're considered, you know, basically, you know, ages. I think
mm-hmm.
it's really pretty bad to see that image in, you know, our own people are doing that and making music out of it. It's a mockery to women.
Right,
what is your opinion of that?
We need to recreate it. It needs to be a new image shown. I think that when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we need to see ourselves for who we are, not for what we think we're supposed to look like. It's everyone's responsibility. I won't put it solely on entertainers or the media, but I think it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that we encourage our young sisters to feel confident in themselves and
Well, we're getting ready to go to a break, and we're coming to the beginning of my next hour.
Okay.
And I just want to talk to you briefly before and get information. We'll be right back after this break.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing.